In today's shiur is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we continue here in Kala Basar and all the sugyas of Basar B'Chalav as we go from Daf Kuf Gimel all the way until Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. In this parak, all about Inyanim of Basar B'Chalav. Besides the actual mixing, we spoke about the unique organs in one's body. We spoke in the animal's body. We spoke about the heart. We spoke about the liver. We spoke about the udders. And yesterday's Daf had a very lamaisa discussion relating to Nat Bar Nat. Different stages of giving off taste transfer, no Saint Tom Bar, no Saint Tom. We spoke a little bit about Nat Bar Nat Lehetera. That was the context, meaning cooking something that's parv in a pot that is milchik or fleishik, so that's Nat Bar Nat. That's two stages of no Saint Tom, right? It goes, let's say, from the meat to the pot, and then from the pot to the plate to the parv item. That's two stages, and still mutter. That's called Nat Bar Nat Lehetera. Right, Nat Bar Nat Lisura is where you have a Dvar Isser that goes into a plate, that goes into a food. Does that have the power to Asr something else? That was the important discussion of the Ran versus the other Rishonim we saw yesterday. The Ran says the whole discussion here is a Basa B'Chalav, because the issue of Nat Bar Nat means it's so weak that it cannot create an Isser. But there says the Ran, if it already, the Isser already exists, then there is Nat Bar Nat, and it does Asr even the after the second stage. But other Rishonim said no, that applies even by other Isurim, and that might go to the root Lumdish question of what Nat Bar Nat is about. Why is it mutter? Is it because halachically it's not recognized as taste, or there is no taste, right? It's there is no tam, or there is tam, but it's not recognized. Like L'may Naf Kamina, if I could still taste it. If I could still taste the original meat in the power of items, then maybe you would say it is recognized. But the Prichadash says in Simen Sadihei that even if I could taste it, it's still going to be mutter, because that's what Nat Bar Nat is, that the halacha does not recognize it. Right? It reminds us a little bit, not exactly, but it could remind us a little bit of the sugya of Klisheni. Klisheni and Mavasha. Why is Klisheni and Mavasha? It could be just as hot as others. You could taste it just as much. The answer is, if halacha doesn't recognize it, you don't just go by lamaisa what it tastes like. You don't go by lamaisa how hot it is. Right? You go by halachically, it's so far removed from the source, so halachically one doesn't have to recognize. Right? That's the discussion by Klisheni Einu Mevashel. Right? We always quote the discussion of the Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem versus the Ar Sameach. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem that says, Defanos Makaros, the reason Klisheni is not Mevashel is because it's going in the cooling direction. While the Ar Sameach in Hilcha Shabbos says, no, it has to do with too distant from the source, like Koach Kocho, another place where we have Netilas Yadayim, we discussed a little bit. You need Koach Gavra. So what if I do Netilas Yadayim through a different stages, kind of a grumma? So, you know, many areas of halacha, one has to ask, you know, how close is this to the source? And if it's far from the source, then even if the item is still related in terms of taste, in terms of power, in terms of heat, any of those, that might not matter. So that's the discussion here, also by Nat Bar Nat, in terms of taste. Okay, and again, as I mentioned quickly yesterday, it comes up in Hilchos Pesach as well, because that's also what's called Heterabala. Chametz is Heterabala. All of a sudden, a Pesach is going to become Isura. So there are differences on halacha between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. In terms of kashering, I might be able to kasher something. Normally, right, the Ramah says it's important to wait to kasher when something becomes Eino Ben Yomo. We're not supposed to kasher something within 24 hours of when it becomes trafed up, because, you know, that's the minhag. You have to wait till afterwards. And then it's only drabanan anyway. No sitam lefkam. Therefore, you could kasher. Does that only apply to Isura Bala? Does that apply even to Hetera Bala? Right? Does what happens if it was bolea from the time of chametz? That's hetera bala. So again, the minhag is to wait also 24 hours for that. That even if one used it for chametz, for hot chametz, so then one should wait before kashering it for Pesach 24 hours. That's the lechatchila, the minhag. But again, it's different conceptually because there's no isser in here. There's just chametz in here. But again, that's only by hot. Right? Sometimes people don't want to use their sink. They wait to use their sink for 24 hours before kashering it for Pesach. That's only to wait 24 hours after it was used for hot chametz. If it was used for cold, that's not bolea anyway. So one doesn't have to wait from the moment of 24 hours to the moment of usage, just the moment of hot usage. Again, that's the another halachic area where there's a difference between hetera bala and isura bala. Again, there's a lot of to talk about, but that's just some of the issues that come up in terms of not bar not. But that was the machlokas yesterday between Rav and Shmuel that we had in the beginning of the wide lines of Dagim Sha'alu Bika'ara. So we'll talk more about that, about Hashem, in the coming lines. So let's continue now with the story. We're up to a story. Says the Gemara. Rav Huna, about eight lines up. Rav Huna, Rav Chiya, Bar Ashi, Aviyasvi, they will be each sitting. Chad Mehai Gisa, Demavra, Desura. They were each sitting on a different side of the Sura River, the passageway. Chad Mehai Gisa, Demavra. One was sitting on this side, one was sitting on that side. But I guess it was close enough for them to hear each other and to know what was going on. Lamar Aisu Le Dagim Sha'alu Bika'ara. One of them was brought Dagim, fish that went up on the plate, meaning on a fleshik plate for achal bekudach, and he ate it with something chalavi, something milchik. So it was put hot onto a fleshik plate, and he ate it with milchiks. Labar aisule te'enim va'anavim betoch asuda v'achal v'lo barecha. One of them was brought figs and grapes during the meal, va'achal, and he ate it without making a new bracha on them. So each one of them got upset at the other one. Mar amala l'chavre yasma. One of them says, yasma, you orphan. What is that meant to mean? Meaning, where's your Rebbe? You're not thinking about your Rebbe? You're like an orphan without a Rebbe? How can you act that way? Ava Rabcha Hachi, would your Rebbe do this? Yasma Ava Rabcha Hachi, would your Rebbe do this? Right, there's a lot of parallels. The Rambam has in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam has parallels between a Rebbe and a father. So we'll see. They're called orphans here, but we'll see that soon. Let's just finish the story. Amar Amar Lechavre. So one says, Anakish Mosvirali. One of them, what I hold like Shmuel. Or Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Mutter lechol pekutach. Right? Shmuel says, when you have something, when it's something parav that was put onto a hot fleshic plate, what is allowed to eat that with milchiks? Umar amal lechavre anak Rebbe Chiya sfirulein. The other one says, well, I hold like Rebbe Chiya in the laws of Hilchos Brachos. Detani Rebbe Chiya, pas poter es kol minei machal, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Rebbe Chiya says in Hilchos Brachos that bread covers all foods during the meal, does not need a bracha rishona, and wine covers all liquids during the meal. And therefore, that is also included, we assume, everything is nechlal. So that rule of eating teinav anavim b'toch asuda, that's similar because as long as you make an all-inclusive bracha at the beginning, that includes, this is all also included, it was part of my suda. Right, Rashi on the bottom, teinav v'anavim lo asulo liftan. Right, these fruits and vegetables are not coming to be eaten with the bread. Right, they're not coming to eat like smearing on the bread. V'kayim alana, we hold in brachas. Dvar ma'boim la'achar asuda. Klomar harigilim lavo la'achar asuda. Tune in bracha. Be'lefnei me'lacharayim. Afilu avim besoch asuda. If it's something that's not really part of the meal, I'm eating it for a separate reason. So one would need a new bracha. Tekiva deidan lifton ena pas patrasan. Right, and that's why he asked the kasha. You know, how is that? How are you eating that without a bracha? Right, we know. What about somebody eats when we eat the maror at the Seder, right? When we eat the maror, where's the borei pri adam on the maror? So we say, have in mind, when you eat karpas, that it's going to cover the maror. So post can say, what do you mean cover the maror? That's after hamotzi. It's after we eat matzah. What do we need a hadama on it? The answer is because it's not really part of the suda. Not really part of the suda. We're not eating it l'shem the mitzvah, not the suda. That's why it would need to require a new bracha. Or the minhag of Klal Yisrael to eat an apple with honey on Rosh Hashanah. That's after Hamotzi. We make a Bari Priya Eitz. Why are we making a separate bracha there? Because it's not lifton. It's not davar lalafes zapas. It's not coming to be part of the suda. So that's why he asked him. So the answer is, I would like Rabbi Chiya, that really bread covers o minei machal and yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Meaning it is part of my suda. It was part of my suda, and therefore I didn't need a new bracha. There is what to talk about here. First, let's focus on what the last point that we just mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. So we know everything that's ba machmas ha-suda does not need a new bracha. Anything that's lo ba machmas ha-suda, anything that's separate would require. Desserts is a huge topic, right? Which type of desserts gets its own bracha, which doesn't, and poskim differ. Poskim differ in terms of, and there are opposite shitas. Some poskim say that mizonos for sure does not get its own bracha, because mizonos is always to satiate, and therefore it does not require its own bracha. Fruit get its own bracha. And others might say, well, you're already full. So a cake that you're coming, that's a separate idea. Right, Mashenki, and other things that are just to give you a sweet taste, so maybe that's also part of the Suda. Others say, no, everything that comes, if you clear the meal, and now you're bringing something new, everything should get its own bracha. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of, one should be consistent, whatever one does. But there's flexibility in terms of that, one could ask, but that is in terms of dessert. Not at the end of the meal is also a little tricky. What about appetizers? What about the other items that might come during the meal? But the second half of what Rabbi Chiya says is also a crucial halacha. Yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Wine, if I have wine, so then that covers all liquids. But the opposite is not true. Wine is not covered. Wine is a bracha chashuva, and therefore if one did not have wine at the beginning of the meal, and one has brought wine during the suda, one has to make a bari perag afen. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Ayin Dalad. Yayin shebesoch hasuda mevarech alav borei pri agafen ve'ena pas potro. Bread does not pater wine because wine is a chashiv enough bracha independently, and therefore it's not tafal to the pas. Even the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Pashut. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu kivein beferish beberchas apas liftral koma sheyishne betoch hasuda lo mahani liayin." Even if a person knows he's having wine during the meal, and he has kavana that my hamotzi should cover, doesn't work, says the Mishnah Berurah, because wine is inherently chashuv, and therefore it is not covered. And then the sif beis there in Kufayin Dal sif beis, the Shulchan Aruch says yain poter kol minei mashkin afilu mi bracha rishona. From the bracha rishon, if somebody has wine, so then if they have soda afterwards, one doesn't have to make a shahakol on the wine. Where does this come up? At a kiddush. Comes up at a kiddush. Somebody's going to have make a bracha, bari peragafen, and then he's going to have a drink afterwards. So there's no separate shahakol. Wine, bari peragafen, covers any type of liquid that comes afterwards. And now it gets a little tricky. If it was there, if it was in front of you when you made the bari peragafen, was it not? Did you know about it? Lamaisa poskimer mekel. That even if it wasn't in front of you, if you knew it was coming, so then lechatchila it should be there. Like by the kiddush, most drinks are all out. But b'di'eved, as long as you had in mind and you knew you were going to have other drinks, so lechora that would be okay. Im kava lishtos yayin eskimu kam achronim. The Mishnah Berurah says the poter afilo mashkin shlo hayu lefanav b'shasa bracha kiven shebo lefanav al kapanim ba'od sha yayin lefanav lechatchila tov yoser lo olam, says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? It should be there. But then the Mishnah Berurah just adds, Veda. This comes up often also. What happens if I was Yotze Kiddush, but I didn't actually have wine? Right? I heard it from the rabbi. The rabbi made Kiddush, I was Yotze Beber Gavin, but I didn't drink any of the wine. Then I do have to make a Shahakol. Then I do have to make a Shahakol, because I wasn't Yotze, I was Yotze Kiddush, but I wasn't Yotze my Birchas Hanehenin regarding later liquids. And therefore, one would have to make a shahakol in that case. Vida shim kidesh al hayayin v'hotzi achirim biberchaso im lo tamo mikosh al kiddush v'rotim lishto shari mashkin af shahayu lefneim b'shosh shabirich al hayayim tzrichim levarich al hamashkim. So then, one would have to make the bracha ki atam shayayin poter mishum shakol hamashkim tfeilim lo ukshenu shosel lo shayach tamze. It's not tafel to the liquid if I didn't drink it. Right, and therefore, besides the idea, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah in a mufchar to drink from the kos shel kiddush. So we should try to have a little bit, even if it's in a separate cup. But one can be yosef. Again, that's the discussion. The Bir Halacha here discusses coffee. Lefize ashoseh coffee achar shtias yayin ain't tzarich levarech alav. Right, you have to make a new bracha because it's included. What happens? This was, I think, more common in the days of old. If you're going to have sugar, but not sugar in the drink, that obviously doesn't get its own bracha, but a little bit of sugar before you drink, like to wet the palate, to sweeten the palate, you used to take a little sugar cube and maybe lick it, and then have the drink. So that is not a drink. That's bar machmas, but it's not a drink. So that gets into a fascinating discussion. When you have a tafel as part of the ikker, usually a tafel doesn't get a bracha, but what if you eat the tafel before the ikker? Right, so then what do? So then we paskin that if I eat a tafel, let's say I'm going to have a bowl of cereal. So we make a bracha on the cereal. I don't have to make a bracha on the milk. But what if I'm going to, before, you know, I like drinking some of the milk first. Maybe it gets my palate wet. And then I'm going to have. So I'm just going to go to the side with my spoon and then drink some of the milk first. And we paskin, you have to make a bracha on that. If you eat the tafel before, there is a day in the Rishonim, this is not for us now, that any tafel beforehand is called shahakol. You get a shahakol. You don't make the bracha haru'uya low. interesting. But generally, we assume that you make the bracha. But here, so you're going to have the sugar before. V'yafal atzukar shenotel pifiv l'mate kashtia gam kein ein tzorach levarach shu nitra l'kofi v'akofi l'hayayin. But he says that we're not sure about. That we're not sure about. If you're nana tchilam and atzukar, lo yeitof al amashkin. V'day to yosar tov shikach tchilam atzukar v'yavarech alav v'yachavin liftar amashkin. So if you're going to have that, so maybe, you know, one should make the bracha on it. Again, that gets into a fascinating Hilchas Brachos topic. Again, other, how much do you have to drink? He discusses the, regarding this discussion. But in any case, that's, Rabbi Chiya of Yayin Poter, Kol Minei Mashkin, and the issues that come up regarding Kiddush. Okay, we'll continue a little more, before we get it to, back to the other not bar not discussion. Amar Chizkiya Mishum Abaya Hilchasa. We paskin when Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So we paskin like Shmuel. Right, Hilchasa Karav Beisurei. But here we pass like Shmuel. Dagim Shalom Bikara Mutar Lachlan Bekutach. Dagim that go up Bikara Mutar Lachlan Bekutach. One is allowed to eat it. Again, this is what's called ME, meat equipment, right? And if meat equipment, so if it puts on them Mutar Lachlan Bekutach. The question is, how far do we go with meat equipment? We mentioned it. The language of the Gemara is Alu. It touched it. It touched it when it was hot. What about cooked? Is cooked war chamor, right? What we call DE or ME, right? That's usually we're talking about being cooked in it. So let's see that. Let's continue. First, let's finish. We'll get to the maskana about Hashem in a few minutes. Tznon shachatcho besakin. If one has a sharp food, a tznon, a radish, that one cut with a knife, shachatach babasar, that had cut meat, and it sounds like it's ben yomo. It sounds like it wasn't even washed yet. So it's not shechotcha b'sakach shechotcha b'basar asalachla b'kutach. Then that you can't eat with kutach. That you can't eat with milchik because this is now a knife that was cut, a radish that was cut with a knife. This is what the poskim call two difficult, challenging situations put together. You have a sharp food and you have dukkat sakina. You have the pressure of the knife. Those two things equal heat. Right, when we have duchat zakina with a sharp food, that's called heat, and therefore that item, that sharp food, that's known, is called on a certain level fleishik. If I take a fleishik knife, then I cut something, a piece of cheese, right? That's not called regular stam piece of cheese. That's not called sharp. I just rinse it off. There's no, or if I don't make or did, if it's all clean, I don't even have to rinse it off. There's no taste transfer, right? It's cold, and it's not sharp. But if it's sharp and it's a knife, so that's tricky, and that's why generally onions are always cut with power of knives. That's the rule. That should be the rule. Onions are always cut with power of knives because you always get the shiloh. I cut it with the milchik knife and I put it in the chalent. And what do I do? Right? You have to have shishim. But again, it's always a good policy to have it the onion knife. To have all sharp foods should be cut with power of knives. But this is what the Gemara says. If you have a sharp food that's cut with a knife, so then we have to treat it as fleishik, and you cannot eat it with kutach. How much of the tznon do we assume has become fleishik? Right? How much of the, do we assume it was all? So this is a machlokas rishon, and the Rosh says kadei klipa, just the outer layer. There is Belia, but only the outer layer. The Rosh goes, the Ravid and the other rishon go a step further, kadei netila, not just the outer layer, but you got to take a little bit more of it. And the Rashba says right here, I think it goes into the entire tznon. I think the entire tznon has the status right now. That's the Rashba. Umiyo yesh ladaktik asur kulo lagamri kamar o ad netilas makom o ad klifa. Which one? Ask the Rashba. Varisi laharayvit de beklifa losagile. You need netila. And the Rashba himself says, I think it's all usur. Because if it wouldn't be all usur, so then the Gemara would have explicated how much of it is usur. V'im lo sha'amar Rabbeinu zala yisi omer, to usur l'gamri ka'amar. V'lo sagi le'ben etilas makom, the charifas tznon, tfei bala meroseach ha'esh. Wow. The sharpness of a radish goes deeper even than fire. And therefore, said the Rashba, I think it is all usur. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the middle opinion. Shulchan Aruch says, kedei netila. Simin tzadivav. Machal charif. A machal charif, a sharp food that was cut with a fleshic knife. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tznon o silka. We'll get to that soon. Beets. Shechatcham besakim shal basar. Ben yomo. O she'eno makunach. 24 hours or not clean. Aser le'achlam b'chalav ad she'yitol mimakam achetach. Kedei netila. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says, the middle approach. Kedei netila. Makom shu ka'ovi etzba. The thickness of a finger. O she'yitamenu. v'lo yehebo tam basar, or taste it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that ti'ima works for davar charif. Ti'ima works for davar charif. Right? If I taste the radish and it doesn't taste like fleishiks, so then it's az mutter bahadacha, then I just have to rinse it. The Shulchan Aruch is mekel and assumes that. The Shach says here, we do not rely on it. We do not rely on it. He quotes from the Taras Chatas, the Rama, Kasab Taras Chatas, Ein Anu Bakiya Nachsha Batim Azu. We can't tell if a radish tastes fleishik or not, so we don't rely on that. That's what the Shach says, quoting from the Taras Chatas. Meaning even a Jew, this isn't an issue of ne'emanus. This is just a question of recognizing taste or not. And therefore, though the Shulchan Aruch says yitemenu, the Taz here, and the what I just read was from the Taz, in Sif Katan Beis, and the Shach also says, the Shach also says, because the Shemesh came out as a Rambam, Vasmag, Vasmag, Vashar Machabrim, Shlois, Kiru, Hetera, De Te'ima. Right? When they quote the Chumra of sharp food, they do not quote that you have the Heter of Te'ima, and then he quotes a little bit later, Linya B'Dievid, Mahani, Dzafka, Atima, Sovid, Kochavim, Lona, Ginin, Lesmoch, Avil, B'Dievid, Masheki, Timas, Yisrael, so some are Mechalik, but he says, I think that there is no difference. We don't rely on Te'ima for sharp foods. So, if I have, but we hold, so you have to take off the Kedei Netila. Kedei Netila, where the knife went in, fingers width into the food. If I cut that, then it's all good. And that's not called fleishig anymore. The Yesh Omrim, Dehu Adin, Le'eno Ben Yoma V'umukunach. And some say, says the Rosh Hashanah Aruch, and this is what we're machmir for. Right? Even if it's clean, right? Even if it's clean, not Ben Yomo. V'imlo natal mehem kadein atilas makom, v'gamlo tamam. What if I didn't? I didn't. I cut an onion with a fleishig knife, and I then cooked it with milk. And I put in, do the opposite. I cut it with a milchig knife, and then I put it in the fleishig cholent. Ubishlam v'chalav, tzarech shishim keneged mashe nagam me'asakin bahem. So basically, need shishim keneged the surface area of the knife. V'hu adin l'chatcham besakech lov de'gachavim. Same thing would apply if I cut it with a treif knife. Cut it with a treif knife, that we need shishim keneged the surface area of the sakin. So again, if one is a huge chalent, so then there's probably shishim keneged the surface area of the sakin. But again, l'chatchila, that shouldn't be done. L'chatchila, it shouldn't be done to cut the onion with that knife. Okay, let's continue. So says the on the bottom line again, this only applies to a sharp food, like a radish. The agav churfe bala. Because of its sharpness, it is boleya the taste. Even though there's no heat, but taste but sharpness and dukha the sakina, the pressure of the knife, that substitutes for heat. Aval kishus. But if somebody cuts a squash, a softer, a sweet item, garir, or even at least sweet, Rashi, mitukahi, vedonivla betocha, so then garir, lo bepaskevacha, then just wipe away and scrape away the section that you cut on, which might have some shamnunis, some fat on it, and then that is all. There's no blia there. Good. Tosfos here discusses the shishim issue that we just read in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says, agav churfei, but let's, Korfei Bala, Tosfos says, Yeshli Zoyer, Shalachtoch Shumin Kreishin Bitzalim Besakim Choleves. Don't cut. Right, they had this issue in the Bali Tosfos, also got these shilas. Don't cut onions or maybe a leek with a milchig knife. Mishum de Charifi Tuva. Vecha de Chadach Manasam Bekadera Malaya Mayam Rosachas, Mutter Beshishim, Levatel Tama Balua Beyarak Beniflam Anasakin. You could use Shishim. Avachotcha Besakin Zovtiko Chavim. Tosfos here says, more chamer, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing by Nevela, but Tosfos says it could be here. By Nevela, it's different. Why? Because of Chanan that we had before. Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Right? Nasa Yarakulo Nevela, Vatzorach Shishim Levatel Ayarak. You don't just need Shishim to be Mevatel, the knife. You need Shishim to be Mevatel, the entire vegetable. Vatzorach Iyun. Imasakan Mekunach Veno Ben Yomo, Icharfa Detu, Mitli Machli Leshevach. Right? We pass in the Chumra. Regarding that question that we just saw, even if it's clean, not ben yomo, right? We say that it is still chomer. But again, Tosfos is machmir regarding the iser blia. Okay, we continue still in this statement of halacha. Kilchi delifta shari. If somebody cuts the stalks of turnips, that is mutter. De silka asiri, but of beets it is aser. That's called a sharp food. Vipasach buhu delifta sharper dami. But if I alternate between cutting a sharp and cutting a sweet, and cutting a sharp and cutting a sweet, so then we assume the sweetness is mevatel, the sharpness, and therefore it would be mutter, it wouldn't be a problem. Period. Okay, so lamaisa, this not for not that we were talking about, just as we said yesterday. So we paskin me'ikra din not for not lakula. That's the simin prior to the one we were just talking about. That's not sadi vav, which is davar charif. This is sadi hey. Simin sadi hey, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, again, there's a lot discussed here. Dagim shen nit, what's the first word in the Shulchan Aruch? So he's already taking a stand. Three-way machlokas we've shown him. The Gemara only speaks about DE in terms of dairy equipment that you put the item on, but not that you cooked in. Does cooking making it more, does make it more chamor? That's the discussion on yesterday's daf of the Rivan. The Rivan. The Rashi and the Rambam quote, even if it was cooked. Even if it was cooked, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Right? Even if it was cooked, it would be, the same halacha. Right? The Rivan in Tosva says no. It dafka says alu, not nisbashlu. Because only alu, there's not a real strong taste given off. If it would actually be cooked together. If you have fleishik cooked, if you have parif cooked in a fleishik pot, so then that's not just nositam or nositam. That's stronger than nositam or nositam. Nositam or nositam means it wasn't cooked together, but if it was just placed together hot. But we're mekel. We'll mekel like Rashi and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, dogim she nisbashlu. Oh, so that's the first line already. Nisbashlu. And the Baragola here says, Maskana sagamara libet de rav kamosha pirshu atosas arasham mitoch lashon Rashi. The kach kosav atur, right? Dogam shen nisbashlu oshen itzlu, or even if it was roasted, shepikderish shal basar. So if I have fleishik, even fish, we're going to get to that Hashem soon. Fish that was cooked in a milchik, in a meat pot, not with meat. That's a separate issue. But fish, something parif, cooked in a meat pot, rechutza yafe, clean. Shein shum shuman davukba. You have to know it's clean. Mutter laachlam bekutach. One is allowed to eat it with milk, meat, mishum dahavi no sein tam, bar no sein tam, dehetera. Because it's not barnat and it's still mutter, right? And therefore, as long as it's clean, right? And now this fish, it has a two steps removed fleishik taste, but that you could eat that with milchiks. That is the elam shum, no sein vim lo hayu rechutza yafe. So then, it's more of an issue. Amyesh b'mamish sha'apnei akadera yotzer miyachan mishishim b'dagim asur lachla mekutach. Right, then it wouldn't be allowed. Then he talks about other items. But again, l'chatchila, as we said, one shouldn't be cooking it in one of these pots. And if one did it, so then, l'chatchila, it shouldn't be eaten with the other item. But again, the Shach talks about even, right, this is the Shach here in Sifkat and Gimel. The Shach here in Sifkat and Gimel says that even the Haminag Le'esar Lechatchila, right, even though this is true, right, once it's cooked in a Ben Yomo, a power of item cooked in a Ben Yomo fleishik pot, the Shulchan Aruch says Me'ikra Deni could be eaten with milchiks. So the Shach said, the Rama says, V'yesh Machmir and Betzli Obisha Le'esar Nosin Tam Bar Nosin Tam. Lechatchila, that's what we pass. Going to minag lasser lechatchila. But the Eved mutter b'chol inyan, right? But the Eved maker did his mutter. But lechatchila we wouldn't. Lechatchila, if we would cook noodles in a ben yomo fleishik pot, one should not eat those noodles with cheese, right? Lechatchila, if one put cheese on it, you could eat it. But that's what the Rama says. And the Rashach adds, "V'aminig lasa lechadchila lachlo bekutach u'bidiyevin mutar abnasa bekutach." Aval avashlon lechadchila bekederish shel basar kedei lachlo bekutach asar filo mechaber. The Shulchan Aruch, who's mekel, once the par of item is cooked in a fleishik pot lechadchila to eat it with milchiks, even he agrees, the Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't do that lechadchila. You shouldn't cook it in the fleishik pot ben yomo in order to knowing that you would be eating it with milchiks. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in the name of other Rishonim. But as we said at the end of Shir yesterday, this is all by Ben Yomo. Eino Ben Yomo is one step better. One step better. Meaning, even the Rama would say, there's no lechadchila. The Rama says, if I cook something pariv in a fleishik pot Ben Yomo, so I'm not allowed to put lechadchila milchiks on it, eat it with milchiks. But even the Rama would agree that if it was cooked in a non-Ben Yomo pot, which often it is. If I cooked noodles in a non-Ben Yomo fleishik pot, so then, lechatchila, I could eat that with chalavi. I could eat that with milchiks. But we still are machmir lechatchila not to cook it in there if I know I want to eat it with milchiks. That's the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam and the Poskim are quote this. Again, we're meikel once it's cooked, but even that's why generally we have a power of pot to cook power of things. Why? What can I just say? Hey, it says that as long as it's not ben yomo. First of all, one might get mixed up. Ben yomo, not ben yomo. But again, lechatchila, to cook something parav in a non-ben yomo pot, to eat it with the other type, so lechatchila, we try not to do that based on this chachmas adam, in klal memches. As we said, Ashkenazim. Aval asa lechatchila, levashel bekli, she'eno ben yomo, kedei la'achlo b'chalav, denositam lefgam asar lechatchila. So that is a maskana when it comes to these items. So again, when I get an item that on the package it says dairy equipment, assuming it's really dairy equipment, so then in that case, so that's considered lechatchila because it was made lechatchila with this. So lechora, you know, one shouldn't eat that with the other item. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot that we've done in the past first three lines, but we continue. Ba'i mine Rav Dimi Meir Menachman. Am I allowed to put a kad, a jug of salt, right next to a jug of milchik, of milk stew or dip? What's the issue here? What are we worried about? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says we're worried about spillage. You know, maybe some of the milk will go into the salt, and the salt is not used only for milchik. Rashi says the issue is worrying about it falling in. Mi chayshinan, Rashi says, Shema yipo menakutach b'melach, v'hu lo yada v'yimlechu mimenu k'deres basar. Right, I'm going to use this salt to salt meat, and it has some milk in it. Tosis, the Rambam. The Rambam has a different side of the Gemara. Got to think about exactly what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, You shouldn't do this. Eminich and kachal melach b'tzad kachal kemach mipnei sheshoev mimenu. It draws from it. Doesn't sound like there's any spillage issue. It sounds like just the through the air, right? The Ramach says here. I don't understand. They're in two kalim, right? We don't assume that there's any type of sheiva of drawing taste from between kalim. So Ramach says I don't understand. So most of them assume Rashi. But others say, oh, maybe it's talking about dafka e klicheres, and maybe some item went through metal, nothing's passing. But klicheres, earthenware, maybe there's more. Again, a little tricky though still to figure out exactly what the Rambam means. But either way, this is Rashi and it's going through the air, not going through the air, right? But it's, either way, that's, Rashi and the Rambam. But anyway, so that's salt and milk. Omer le, usser. So, Reb Nachman says, Aser, Techalamai, what about next to vinegar? Amar Le Shari says, that's mutter. Maishno, what's the difference? L'chitecho le'kur demilcha. When you measure for me some salt. What does that mean? He asked him a question and he said, when you measure for me some salt, we'll get to back what that means, but then right away he gives him an answer. My taima, ha isa isura be'ene, ha'ilesa isura be'ene. Here, by the salt, the isa will be ba'en. The milky substance is thick and does not mix into the salt, and therefore when you use it with the meat, that's going to be a problem. That's milk and meat. But by vinegar, it goes in, it's nisbatel, it's nisarev, and therefore it's not a problem. Ha'ilesa isura be'ene. So therefore that would be a there'll be a difference. What exactly does this mean? Right? Of when you measure me, kura, kada, de milcha, right? So we had this also earlier on Daf Yud Beis, similar idea. We have a few times in Shas where before a Rav gives his Talmud an answer, he asks him to do a type of service. He has to do a type of service. And why is that? Maybe to create the Rebbe, to create the Rebbe Talmud relationship. And what does that mean? If you look in the, comes up in a few places, but if you look in Baba Kama Daf in the Sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, right? The Gemara there also has two rabbis talking to each other, and one of them asks the question, and then the other one says, "Here, Daf Chaf Amibes, the top in Baba Kama." So he says, he asks him a question, which Mishnah? He says, "Lechita Shamishli." You know, when you serve me. I'll give you an answer. Shakal Sudre Karachle, he took his sudar and he folded it, and he said, okay, and then he gave him an answer. So what does that mean? So if you look in the Hakdama of the Shar Yosher, of Shimon Shkab, look in the Hakdama, the second half of the Hakdama. It's a beautiful, amazing Hakdama. But at the second half of the Hakdama, he says, what's the pshat of this? So he says, Ubier, he quotes this from one of his Rebbeim, classic, quotes from one of his rebbeim about this. She'inyan hu, she'bedavar she'tzarech iyun v'yegiya, tali ikar hadavar, im ha'mislamed ma'amin b'ma'alas ha'malamdo. So much of learning is trusting your Rebbe. Va'az, im lo yavin barishona, gitla hachisaran ba'atzmo. V'yosef ometz liyageya es atzmo va'az yavin ba'achrona. If I trust my Rebbe and I don't understand something, then I'll realize that maybe I have to work harder. I'll have to work harder, and that will lead me to really be kona, the topic. Avalim divrei hamalamdo kalim be'inav, v'lo shaveh lo lehisameitz la'amol behem. Oz im lo yikabal advarim b'mishkal arishon yanicham o yivatlim b'libo v'dayo. I didn't understand it. Okay, forget it. The Rebbe's probably saying something wrong, or he can't explain it properly. V'chulu. So, lachain, kasher yada, when this Rav knew, it's omek ha'inyan, shorotza lalamdo, he knew the depths of what he wanted to say, lorotza lalamdo, achi yisameslo, sherav chizda mishtokek lehislamid mimeno katalmid meirav. V'lachain lo limdo adavar, achi yishami shosho katalmid meirav, the dvarif sifsosav bekever. So again, that's the dhamma of Shimon Shkop in the Shara Yoshar, really the message being that, you know, the Talmud has to recognize his place. And this is also, the Maritz Chaya says it on that Gemara too. He relates it to the Sugi and Brachas of Gvedola Shimusha Yosem Ilimuda. Right? So much more do we get from a Rebbe, just being near the Rebbe and servicing the Rebbe, more than just, learning from the Rebbe. Right, that is what the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out on the Gemara in Maseches Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, "Izehu Am Haaretz." Who is an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara has all different opinions. Somebody doesn't wear tzitzis, somebody doesn't wear tefillin, somebody doesn't a halachic Am Haaretz, like in the days of old, you aren't allowed to bench with them. Somebody rejects tefillin and mezuzah, somebody doesn't send his kids to Talmud Torah, to yeshiva, all these different opinions. And then the last opinion, I think is the name of the Achirim, says, even if you are Kara Vishana, Veloshimish Talmud Chacham, Hareza Am Haaretz. Meaning, if you don't know, a person who knows a lot of Torah, but if he doesn't have a Rebbe to explain and to be a model for him in how to live Torah, not just to learn Torah, Hareza Maaretz. The Maaretz Chayis, if I remember, references on the Gemara in the first parak of Gedolah Shimushi Yosem Ilimuda, he references that Gemara later on, on that I'm Zion or the opposite, I don't remember. But either way, that's the, related to this, you know, when you measure me at a kada de milcha. Okay, we continue. Hahubar goes la denafal akada de kamcha. There was a certain pigeon that fell into a kad of kamcha, something milchik. Shariyar of chinina bray the rava mi pashrunya. So Rav Chinina matered it. He said you would just wipe it off and rinse it off, and he matered it. You don't have to worry about the milk. Amar rava man chachim lemishre ki agavna. Wow, that's such a wise heter. Ilav Rav Chinina bray the rava mi pashrunya. He is the only one that can give such a heter. Why? Because this milchik substance of kamcha is also salty. But one second, if it falls in, shouldn't we assume that maybe salt has the status of cooking? So Kasavar, no, he understood what Shmuel meant. Kasavar, ki amar Shmuel maliach hariyukur asayach, he understood when Shmuel said that salting is like cooking, hani mili hecha dinu necha machmas malcho. That's only where it is heavily salted. Eino necha machmas malcho. If it cannot be eaten, machmas malcho. Aval hai kutcha, hari necha machmas malcho. But this kutcha is not so salty. And therefore, the principle of Maliach HaRoseach would not kick in, and therefore, it is mutter, and we wouldn't have to, be worried about it for eating this, pigeon. V'hani milichai avotzli boi klifa. But it's also only when it was raw. If it was already roasted, then it's softer, and therefore it would need, peeling off the outer layer. V'yispe peeling. If it has cracks in it, kule aser, then it's all aser, because we assume that maybe the milk got in. V'matava batavlin kule aser. And also, if you already put spices in it, also it would be usher, because that softens up the gozel. Right? We had that also by the liver in the previous dafim. Good. There's a big discussion here. What does it mean? Nechal machmas molcho. Right? How strong of a salt? So if you look in Rashi or nechal machmas molcho, eino noach leecho mirov melach shabo. It's not noach. It's not really edible. So much salt on it that you can't really eat it. That's Rashi. Rashi Shita and Tosfos also says that. Tosfos here, collector item Tosfos. Maybe only two places in Shas, I'm not sure. Where Tosfos quotes one of the Baalei HaTosfos, who has two names. When did two names start? Right? Most Rishonim have one name. Moshe, Avraham. Right here, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, Tosfos Yiras Vilhani. It's also quoted in Ksupis. Also, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, Hitir Ramachas, Gigas Malaya Basar, a whole barrel filled with meat. that was salted, he matted it, shalom nechshav, eino nechamach masbachal, and nimlach kein ibud. You have to seriously, serious salting. Just a little bit, that's eino nechal, very serious. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who's more machmir. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you just put salt in it like we put in a pot, maybe that's already called nechamach masmalcho. If you use this special type of salt, okay, either way, this is how far you go in terms of understanding the Malia Karoseach. Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiurei HaRav, we don't have time to go into it now, discusses, you know, Malia Karoseach, how much is that an identification or a parallel? Is Malia considered as if it's hot, or it does something else, but it's parallel to heat? And he has four or five machlokas rishonim nafgaminas between, is there an exact, again, identification or parallel? Whenever you have a comparison in the Gemara, you have to ask that question. Amar Nachan, Amar Shmuel. Kikar shechatach aleha basar asar lachle. If I have a bread that I cut meat on, meat that was roasted, but it was never salted. Roasted, never salted. So shechatach aleha basar asar lachle. I can't eat it because I assume that blood might have gone in. Pashas is an issa daraisa because we assume blood went in. The Rashba quotes the Ravid, maybe it's just Maris Ayin, but Rov Rishonim assume it's Daraisa, because of the blood. Vahani mili da asmik, vahani mili da avre, vahani mili da asmachay. It's only if it's red and goes through to the other side of the bread and it's thick. Meaning if it's a serious drip. Ava klishta leslamba, a little bit we're not gonna worry about. Shmuel shadi le lakalbe, Shmuel used to give it to his dog if this happened. Rafuna yavle lashame, Rafuna gave it to his servant. And the question is, manavshach. Ishari, look, blood is not aser bahana, so you could give it to the dog, but why did Rav Huna give it to his servant? Ra manavshach, ishari, lukuli al mashari, I aser lukuli al maser. Mi manavshach, is it mutter, is it aser? Shani Rav Huna da anina daite. Right? He thought it was mutter, but he was an istinus. And therefore, he gave it to his servant, not because if it was aser, but because he was, he just couldn't deal with it. Rava achale, bakare le chamar basar. Rava was mekel. Rava ate it and called it the wine of the meat. Called it chamar basar, right? Rashi yayin abasar. He was meiko because once it was roasted, he assumed the blood came out, and anything that comes out is no longer considered blood, and therefore, and Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, eminichin kli tachas basar sheyichle kol mare ad mumis shebo. One shouldn't put a kli to catch, let's say, the fats that you want to catch, but you shouldn't put it onto the meat because it's also going to catch the blood. So you cannot put it onto there until it's not red anymore. There's no more admumis. Minaya Dina, how do you really know? Marzutra, Mishpeder, Papa Amar, Mishatala, Timraso. When smoke goes up, what does that mean? Rashi quotes two days here. Either the basar itself is mala ashan. Once the basar starts smoking, you know there's no more blood in it anymore. Or, Lishnachrina, the coals have smoke going up. Because until that point, the blood's dripping on it. And it's not, doesn't allow it to smoke. 2 days in Rashi, what this means. Matzavar Ravashi, Vidoma Tato Mata, Ila Lo Mata. Maybe the bottom part, just because smoke, maybe the bottom part has reached the level of the no more blood, but the Ila, the top part is not. Ela Am Ravashi, you have a different way. Lesley Takanta Ela. The only way you can know for sure is Ela Mishta Beitarti Galali Milcha. You throw two clumps of salt in it in order to be able to absorb the blood that drips down, and then Umashve. And then you'd be able to skim off the fats, and one would be able to partake. Tosus discusses on the bottom, important Tosus for what we discussed earlier, Tosus discusses, what about according to the opinion of Efshar Lesochto Usser? And we had earlier, a couple of days ago. The concept of once a mixture becomes Usser, then even if it, later on you remove the Isser, the item remains Usser. So here, Tosus on the bottom says, this mixture of fat and blood, so what that you put the salt in and the blood and the salt absorbs the blood? Shouldn't you still say Efshel Lesofto Asur? It should be Nasar, according to that opinion. So Tosfos says, no. Afilamat Amar Efshel Lesofto Asur, Yesh Lahatir Khan Velo Amrina. We don't say, Miyad Kishet Notef Hashuma Min Abasar Nasar Machmas Dama Mu'uravo. It becomes mixed. Vishuvlo Yoobo Tshrei Glali Demilcha. And the salt won't help. You don't say that. Tekivon Shadam Nifresh Bimenu Legamrei. A nishar botam. Here, you know it all came out. It's not just that it got mixed in to a larger mixture. You know the blood came out. You removed it with the salt. V'yafilu mashehu. Dekachayu bekiin bedavar. Right? They were bekiin. Umutter. V'lo dami l'efshel l'sochto d'la'el. D'hazam ein iser yotzi l'gamrei el shem isbatel. All those other cases where it goes into a larger mixture. You didn't remove it. You just put it into a larger mixture. V'yachshav, and he says, nowadays we don't do this. Okay, but l'maisa, in terms of the lumdis, efshel sochto, even according to the amar efshel sochto aser, if you mamish remove the yisr, even that opinion would hold mutter. That's the yisod that comes out of that tosfos for our purposes. Okay, we continue. Amalei Rav Acha bereid derav Ika l'Rav Ashi umi amar Shmuel hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Right? That what did Shmuel say? Did Shmuel say he was the original Rav Acha amar Shmuel that once all the red is removed, then you can put a kli under there? So did Shmuel really say this? V'hamar Shmuel kiker shachadach ala basar asa lochla. He said if you cut a piece of meat on a piece of bread, you can't eat it. So pasha that's after the doesn't have the mara of red anymore. Shiny hasam, that's different. The agav ducha de sakina palit. Cutting a piece of meat on the bread is worse than just the dripping down. Because here, you have the ducha de sakina, that causes more blood to come out, that pressure, and therefore Shmuel will be machmir here. Amar of Nachman. Dagim va'ofos shamalchin zemzeh. Fish and chicken that were salted together. Asurin, the fish becomes usur because of the blood of the chicken. Asurin, right? Asurin means the fish are asurin. Rashi. Asurim hadagim levada. Shahadam yotzei min habasar v'nivla bedagim. So heichidami, what exactly, what's the case that we're talking about? Iba kli shein menukav. If we're talking about a kli that has no holes at the bottom, there's no place for the blood to run off. Afilu ofus v'ofus nami asiri. Then why are you dafka talking about, you know, fish, right? Just the anything, you know, that would be cooked there. The dam goes out and it goes back in, even if you just have a piece of chicken. And if you have a place for the blood to run off, afilu dogavav aznami shari, it should be mutter. So what are we talking about? So the olam akli menukav, we are talking about a case where the blood could run off, but vidagim mishum derafu karmayu kadmi upalti. Fish, because they have soft skin, therefore they're polate everything first, and once they finish being polates, spitting out taste, so then they could be bolea. V'ofos kemiti, chicken and birds have a harder skin. Basa denaychi dagim politi ofos v'ader bali minei. So after the fish finish being polate, so the ofos are still being polate, and therefore the fish will absorb the taste, and that would be a problem. And again, up until the time that while they're being polate, like we saw earlier, tridi liflot, so they're not going to be bolea. But here, after they stop being polate, so they're going to be bolea, and therefore it's going to be different. Tosfos here has a big discussion of what about when you just salt a lot of pieces of meat together, right? So are the bottom ones going to be usser, right? So Tosfos has many different dayas here, all about malicha, again, very lamaisa, all different dayas that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Keep in mind that this Gemara here, speaking about fish and chicken and meat, this is all about the Me'ikar Adin. The Gemara here does not mention yet, the sugya that we discussed back in Maseches Psachim, and that is, what about the Mishum Davar Acher? Eating fish and chicken together because of davar acher, meaning tsara'as, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kufte Zayin, in the siman about dvarim sha'asur mishum sakana, right? Kufte Zayin in Yoredeya. That's not hilchos basar v'chalav, right? Technically, eating a chicken or meat and fish is 100% mutter. There's no basar v'chalav, right? As we saw, the first mishnah in the parak. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, tsarech lizar shalalecho basar v'dog b'yachad v'reish akashal tsara'as. We don't fully understand this. We don't understand this. Bizman hazeh. Some poskim say you could be mekel. But again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Even though the Shulchan Aruch in the previous sif says you can be mekel by mayim galuyim bizman hazeh, he does not quote a similar heter by fish and meat, and that's why most are still machbid based on the Shulchan Aruch to have separate forks, to rinse one's mouth out, whatever it is, in term between fish and meat. There is a major machlokes, and with this we'll finish, is there bittel when it comes to dvarim sha'asur mishum sakana? Right, we know there's bittel. We've been talking about bittel for the past couple of weeks. Bittel baro, bittel b'shishim. Is there bittel by dvarim ha'asur mishum sakana? Right, what happens about fish and meat? There's certain sauces, Worcester sauce, certain type of sauces that there's a tiny little percentage of fish, but it could be batel. What about omega, having a drink with omega in it at a fleishik meal? So again, is there bittel if there's a certain percentage? If there's such a small percentage in it, would that be okay? So that's a machlokas achronim. The Taz is machmir. The Taz here says that a dvarim shasurim chamira sakata me yisura, and therefore the Taz says there's no bittel when it comes to items that are asr mishum sakana. That's the Taz right here, Sif Katan Beis. He says, he quotes this from earlier sources, because of Isser v'heter, because of Mordechai, davar sheishbo mishum sakana, dino ki isser levatlo b'shishim. V'yoser chamer, dafilu b'yavish b'mino tzorach shishim. That's what he quotes, but then he says, av mishum v'hikshu b'darkei Moshe, where's the line, v'kein kasav maharil, shalfuchis, midag shenafla l'tiris basav, nesbashal sham, ba'asam arisagal hakol mishum sakana. Mashba delo mahani shishim, dechamira sakata me'isura. That is the shita of the Taz, and the Nekudas HaKesef here, the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef says, I disagree. Valinir de lo kashamidi, de shiny ziyara de nachash, de mikla kalituva. No, the case that he's being based on, that's worse, that's a case of poison. The gan maharil, the reason maharil asked it was there because there was no shishim there. The chenire, de lo machmerinin besakata tfemi biisura ela besfeka. We're machmir bisakana more than iser when it's something's a suffix. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Aval heicha deika shishim, de nispatel bevadai, lo mistaver klal, achalik bein iser lesakanta. Says in the Kodesh, I don't think there's any chilik. V'chein kasev b'sefer api ravervi, davar sheishbo mishem sakana. You can go and dog in the basar, bein lach, bein yavish, mispatel b'shishim adkan. Machlokas in the Taz and the Shach, whether fish and meat, right? Davar, that would be asur mishum sakana, whether that would be mispatel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ad Hashem, and next time we get to the next daf, and we get back into issues of milchiks and fleishiks, and kosher, not kosher, isur chalal, isur, other issues that come up on tomorrow's daf.